All right, hello, did I get this? I think I got this. Okay, yeah, I can hear myself. Okay, a little wonky on the transition over there, but I had to move the feed over to the other studio. Also, whoa, you can hear the air conditioner in here. We might do something about that, maybe. We'll see. But you have to remember to turn it back on before you leave. I've never missed it yet, I don't think, but that gets sent in an email to, like, everyone in the station, like, probably, I don't know, every 2.5 months, maybe. Anyway, welcome. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let me get logged in and set up here. I've got one track that is very much not the vibe of probably the rest of the show, but I've been looping it a little bit since I found it just a couple days ago. I think it's very, like, very bubbly and fun and in theme with maybe some of the other songs on the show tonight. So this is Abyss by Chloe Moriondo off of her new album, which I think is called Oyster. Yeah, Oyster, which is all about, like, the ocean and sirens and stuff, and that's kind of fun. So, oh, and part of my voice, too. I'm, like, we'll get into it later, but I'm all kinds of a mess right now. But anyway, here's Abyss. Let me log in, and let's get this show on the road. Yeah, I really like that one. It's really bubbly and fun. Wow, I'm getting, like, so much echo. I hope you guys are not getting that echo, but, let me know. I don't know if it's, like, echo or, like, what, but the voice just sounds weird. Anyway, yeah, I really like that one. It's, I think, a little bit more in line with most of the stuff that, Chloe Moriondo releases. I've yet to check out the rest of the album, and I probably will. Honestly, I've been kind of on, like, an ocean kick lately, and, like, all things aquatic and sea creature, which is, I don't know, man, it's definitely Hades 2 inspired, for sure, but, like the siren core-esque part of this album, like, the mix between music and the ocean and stuff, like, I don't know, it's piquing my interest right now. I think I wouldn't have made it as a pirate. I would have been, like, or, like, as a captain or, like, a sailor, like, an adventurer. I would have succumbed to the siren song, like, immediately. I would have been like, that sounds awesome, I'm gonna go check that out. Another, like, reason I played that recently, or on the show just now, is I got to see Chloe Moriondo in her duo DJ group called Girl Crush play, as well as Alice Long Yu Gao, And a couple of other Alice's like other friends just play a bunch of sets in Brooklyn for Halloween. It was super fun. It was the night after Halloween, I think. But a super fun time. We were out in this like tiny kind of like warehouse-ish venue, less than 200 people maybe the whole time, and went to like 4-ish in the morning. Daylight savings hit too, like during the show, so it felt like you got more time out of it, kind of. But it was a really fun time, and towards the end of it there was like not that many people who stayed all the way to the end, and so Alice and Chloe Mariando were like out, and I got to talk with them for a little bit, and they were both like super sweet, super nice. And Alice is featured on one of the tracks on Chloe's new album, and this is a little bit more maybe deeper and darker, because it was very interesting to hear like Chloe Mariando on the decks, who also was like a feral gremlin. Like she was like jumping around and like dancing and making all, trying to like embarrass her friend who was also on the decks and stuff. Like she had like just boundless energy. And then she would play this like crazy raunchy, not raunchy, but like deep cut, like gross, like club underground stuff. And it just felt like such a contrast to what I know her music is usually, I suppose, or at least what I'm used to from her music. But it's fun to just see people up there having fun playing music for whatever reason, you know, like late in the night. A really, really good time. So I want to play the track that they're both on together. I don't know how I feel about like the lyrics in this track, honestly. It just feels very like they're just filling space with like a good groove, but like I like the groove. It's super fun. And also there's a point in this song where like they do like a little back and forth dialogue, you know, and they're like, Alice, are you there? And Alice responds with meow. And it's very like goofy in the song, but also that's just apparently like how Alice is. 'Cause when I came up to Alice to like take a picture, she was just like on her phone with her coffee, like waiting to get in the Uber. 'Cause she just left with everyone else when the show was over. And I was like, do you mind if I, like, get a picture? I really love your music and stuff. It just, like, I snapped her attention, I guess, and she, like, looked up from her phone and she just went, meow. And I thought that was very goofy and authentic, which is also in line with Alice Songy's whole, like, brand image and just herself, who she is, I guess. But, yeah, let's get into it. And then I want to play the new Underscores because it's crazy. And then I want to play a lot of Frost Children because I'll be missing the show next week to go see Frost Children live. I'm really excited about that. But let's get into it. We've got a lot more music to play. Here's Girls with Gills by Chloe Mariando featuring Alice Longy Gao.
Alice, are you there?
Meow.
Hello,
Chloe.
Bubbles all around and you can touch the ground. Kind of muffled sound, but the bass is loud. Looks a little blurry. See over the crowd, and I think I like it better underwater now. Bottom of the sea, it could be you and me. Dollars get wet, so they made the cover free, and I think everyone here is turning green. Maybe that's because we make it look so easy.
it's cute. I like it. I love that beat too. I love how much of the how warbly it is. It really does sound like some of it is underwater. I think, yeah, I do want to play the underscore song next, and then we can just do like Frost Children throughout toward the end, maybe. And there was also I wanted to play the new More Kismet. Honestly, we probably have time. Well, I'll try and hold some of the yapping back a little bit, and we'll get right into it. But this is Do It by Underscores. The music video is super cool, so I definitely recommend checking that out. Got a couple of her other like artist friends to partake in it, and it's a fun concept for the music video too. It's just very strobey, very flashy, very like avant-garde. The song itself, I can definitely tell that April's been listening. Underscores has been, wow. I kind of don't like when people like call an artist by their real name, like Grizz. I'm pretty sure his name is like Grant or something, and people are like, oh, I'm so glad Grant is back. And it's like, he's not Grant to you, brother. Like, he's Grizz. Like, what are we doing here? But I've been infected by the internet because a ton of people just write April when they're writing about Underscores. Anyway, Underscores has been posting a little bit of teasers and stuff, and they've been having like background music to some of the teasers that are like, I'm assuming what has been what they're listening to recently. One of them was a Justin Timberlake song, Strawberry Bubblegum, which is really good. I hadn't heard it before, but I really like it. And I feel like you can tell that this track is like heavily inspired by like the Justin Timberlake peak era. It also has like a little bit of No Doubt in there, in my opinion, which is a really fun combination to mix all with like Underscore's firm grasp on creative chaos and lots of glitchy sounds and kind of guised introspection in the lyrics and stuff like that. I don't know. It's a really fun track altogether. And it also has choreo, which looked kind of crazy. And it also falls just a little bit in line with some of what was going on in Abyss. I think both songs are kind of about trying to experience a good time and have good things, even if you don't know what those specific things are or what you're looking for. That doesn't mean that there's like no way to experience that. It's like, just drift around in the ocean, just dance, just kiss, just have fun, just do whatever. And this one's very much like, I'm really busy because I really love my music, but like, if you catch my attention and I catch yours, maybe we can still like be intimate or romantic, but not like personal / I don't know. It's a very interesting dialogue, and I have more to thinking about it. It just came out today, so like, give me a break here. And we also have we've got more stuff that we need to get to, so I'm gonna get over to the song now. Do It by Underscores, super cool opening as well, and I love that there's acoustic guitar in this too. Okay, I'm done yapping. Here's Do It. It's so good.
I don't know that this is- If you don't know me, and I don't know you, then this might be something we should do. It's all on the line for me, it could ruin everything. Coming with somebody new, you. I just can't do it.
Good. I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, it's got a lot of like cool references, or I think they're cool references, or like ideas surrounding like anonymous affection. I think that's an interesting concept. I also really love like just the opening four lines or whatever. I don't know if I can just like read them on air because some of them get pretty into it, but they're just like grilling the other person. And in the music video, it's basically like they've got a form that's like, if you want to like get to know me / be my romantic partner for a bit, like fill out this Google form kind of. And it's just going to be very transactional because like I have this music thing that I'm trying to pursue right now and I don't want anything to get in the way of it. But I still am like a human and want, you know, a human connection, and I'm going to be selfish about it because I need to be for my album or my project or whatever. And it's cool, interesting concept or like agreement to get into. There was one other line that I wanted to point out that I really, really like. I don't know if I will find it. That's okay. Oh, yeah, I like the one about... where does it go? If I left for 3 months and I turned my phone off, would you wait here for me? I'm pretty sure music came out like just around 3 months ago. And Underscores also has had a tendency of just like, you know, completely dropping off the face of the earth. And then like dropping a tiny EP or doing very minimal. Like this project has had a lot more promotion, I feel like, than most of Underscores stuff. A lot more like Wall Socket had a lot of promotion, but it was so like niche, like you had to really be digging in to find that like there were fake websites about this fake town in the Midwest that were all in reference to her album. This one has been a little bit more public facing for sure, but fun. It's an element that's in a lot of Underscores songs, this idea of like, if I disappear for a while, how long might I be able to pull that off and we can still have this like connection or this interest still there, whether that's like with a fan base or a romantic partner, just friends, whatever. Really cool. I like it. I've loved Underscores for a long time. I'm very excited to see her live on Monday. I did decide to get the ticket, and then I'll see Frost Children the next day. And I yapped a little bit too much about Do It, so maybe we won't play the new Mora Kismet song, but Mora Kismet is in the video for Do It, so go check it out. It's really cool, it's really fun. Lots of strobe lights though, so like epilepsy warning or something. Okay, for the Frost Children album, I'm not gonna play any of the singles that released, and I might not get to every song either, so I did pre-select some like maybe not like favorites, but like, you know, the ones that I want to make sure that we get to on this. And the first one is Position Famous. I think it has such a nice, like, build to the album and really sets the tone for what we're about to get into, especially with some really, like, raw vocals and mixed with, like, some really, really pretty light electronic background music. Plus, it just goes crazy. Some of the lyrics go insane. My favorite one is, I make it look so easy to live, and I got 1, 2, 3, 4 reasons to flip. And that is the lyric. I'm not downplaying it for FCC violations. They say for flip. Anyway, here's Position Famous. Let's get into it. This is Sister by Frost Children, an album that came out a little bit ago. Good. I like it. Frost Children, I love their songwriting so much. I feel like I know that Angel wrote a little bit about this, one of the Frost Children, Angel Prost and Lulu Prost. But they wrote about it. What was it called? It was like falsehood poetry, or like it basically just like lying poetry, where it's like if you write just a bunch of thoughts that you have that you think are true, it will be construed as like a disingenuous wow. I can't do this right now, man. I'm so tired. I've been out at partying. Okay, I've FCC, I was like
normal at these parties, so it's fine for me to talk about them, but I've had such minimal sleep over the past couple of days, and I'm also, like, I'm not sick, but I've been doing a lot of screaming at these parties because I got very excited with the music. So my throat is a little raw, and also my nose is a little runny because I was playing Jackbox just before the show, and I was, like, cry laughing because this new game is, like, you just make sound effects, and my gang is apparently pretty good at sound effects. None of us could, like, finish most of them because we were just laughing too hard by the end of it. It was a very good time, but, you know, once it starts flowing, it can be hard to stop. And now I'm, like, I'm caught in it. My throat just feels all, like, muddled. Anyway, I'm sure maybe you can tell. Hopefully not. But I think they have a lot of writing about just, like, never hyper-specific. It's all very abstract, I suppose, but still personal and real, and I think their lives are so, like, uniquely constructed. Like, they worked at Ralph Lauren and, like, sang at their church, and their mom is a therapist, and, like Angel is trans, and, like, I, like, it's such a, like, interesting conglomerate, and, like, they play in these, like, grungy basements of, like, 30 people, or at least that's where they start. That's where I saw them first. Now they've got, like, a million monthly listeners or something on Spotify. They've really taken off. But they've always had this, like, dirty, grungy vibe that is just so far away from, like, you know, the Ralph Lauren polo side of things, and, you know, golf. Like, they play golf, you know, like, I don't know, it's hard to connect the dots, to put it politely, or maybe not politely, but abstractly as well. It's hard to, you know, pinpoint the mosaic that is the Frost Children, and I think some of the complicated lifestyle and identity within all of those, you know, combined traits and experiences really pervades throughout this album, and I'll try and point some of that out while we see it. But here's one that isn't introspective at all, or hard to follow, or abstract. It's just a club banger. It's called Electric. I think it's not my favorite to listen to, like, just while I'm, you know, listening to the album, but I have seen it live, and they just came out with these big flags and went, like, back and forth saying the line at the beginning. And it went crazy. Like, it was just so much fun. And also the bass rips so hard. So it's really fun in a club setting / like in a group setting. Lots of moshing. A very, very violence-inducing song, I will say. But it goes hard. So here is Electric by Frost Children. And imagine, you know, you're surrounded by like 15 other people who are like super, super excited. Or 100 other people. Or like 1,000. Or however many you need to. But it's not just like people screaming for a minute while you're listening with headphones, which is more likely the case. Anyway.
Body, we couldn't get more electric. Body to body, we couldn't get more electric. Let's get to moving how I want to get you all on my body, you dance like me, I dance like I like you back. Not much to say after that, I love it, let's go.
Body to body, we couldn't get more electric. Body to body, we couldn't get more electric. Body to body.
Yeah, that's just, it's so ripping. Like, it's such a raw bass patch. I love it. I love it so much. And it goes crazy, crazy live. So, they'll be in Boston. I mean, it's sold out, but they'll be in Boston on Tuesday. So if you're going, let me know. I'm going with Nate. And I'm super, super excited. I might, like, try and do my hair up, like, the album cover. We'll see. But I'm not certain if I can find a nice enough red hair dye that's temporary, that isn't going to just look like garbage / sweat out like 15 minutes into the show. So we'll see. We'll work on it. I'll keep you posted. I'm not going to do these in the order of the album because I think there's some maybe tone changes. That being said, like, listen to this album. I think it is a good one to listen to from start to finish. Like, it's an emotional roller coaster, at least for me. I really was moved by a couple of these tracks, and it's fun to hear them kind of just intermittently put between some crazy, crazy, you know, electronic bangers. But I want to play Radio. I think I have played this before on air, but I'm not positive, and either way, it's so good. So Kim Petras, a song that I played by her that I'm blanking on, Kim Petras and Frost Children, but not Radio. Wow, this is terrible. It's all falling apart right now. Wow, okay, I'm pulling it up on my very official playlist here. Give me a second. I'm, like, filibustering while I pull this up. What the heck was it called? Freak It. Oh, my goodness. I really liked that song, too. I'm a fake fan. But Freak It, Frost Children did a lot of the production on, or at least some production on, but I don't think they're, like, featured on the track. This one features Kim's vocals, and I'm sure she did production on it, too. It's really fun. It's just, again, like a really nice anthem-y club song, and hearing it mixed with other tracks in a live setting goes super hard. So really excited to hear this. They've also been teasing a lot of, like, DJ work lately. Last time when I saw them, it was like live music. I think they're gonna do a little bit of both this time, which will be super, super fun. I hope we get to see both sides. But here is Radio by Kim Petras, which is crazy fitting because you're listening to the radio. Oh my goodness. Turn me on up. You're radio. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
that song makes me like nostalgic for a time that I didn't experience. Like that makes me want to be in the club setting around like 2008, maybe. Maybe a little aggressive for them. 2009. okay. But yeah, I don't know. It's so just fun. It's very, very high energy and just like self-obsessive and like, I don't know, just it's so good. It was such an earworm when I first heard it, for sure. It got stuck in my head like immediately, and I was looping it quite a bit. And really captures the Frost Children production style on some of those synths too, just this really sharp like staticky but still kind of flows around. I don't know how to describe it, man. I need some better music vocabulary, or just better vocabulary right now in general, man. I'm tired, but we're making it through. I'm glad to be here. It's been fun, and I always love being in the studio, and I'm so glad that I'm back in the like regular studio with the real speakers. Okay, what's next? I did want to do Blue Eyes as well. I think we've got time for that, so let's do it. This is Blue Eyes by Frost Children. I don't really have a lot to say prior, but then we'll get into some more maybe of the more intimate stuff after that. You know what? Yeah, that's fine.
Take it back, I gave all my love away. If I were you, I'd find it.
Yay! I love this album so much. Like, their previous project was a, like, dual release. They had one called Hearthroom, which was, like, very hopeful and romantic and intimate and acoustic and, like, yeah, very, like, classic, I suppose. And then they had Speedrun, which is just pure electronic nonsense. Just, like, tons of chaotic stuff. And some of the, like, less refined but still killer music, like, that I've heard. Also, some tracks that, like, sample Nintendo stuff. And, like, I don't know how they got away with that, but, like, go off. Nintendo is usually, they will smack the hammer on people who try and make that a reality. But Frost Children pulled it off. I think for a little bit it got pulled down, but then they just had to, like, remake some sounds, and now they sound exactly the same, but since they went through the work of making them, it's theirs or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying too much attention. Anyway, and this album feels like it's the union between those, of the, like, a lot of emotional depth and a lot of kind of euphoria balanced with melancholy, and a little bit more of the prettier or more energetic styles of, you know, rave and electronic music, rather than just, like, the experimental kind of grungier stuff. Very, very fun. But on that note of it being, like, not super, super grungy, I am gonna play Dirty Girl as well, because it's really, really good. So let's get into that. This is called Dirty Girl, and it's, I just like the edit on, I think it's, like, an electric guitar. There's a lot of really fun, like, start and stop, starting and stopping on the guitar that just sounds kind of sick, in line or in syncopation with the vocals on this track. Oh, also, I want to say the Blue Eyes Cry song, there's some glitch sections in that track that, like, remind me of what it was like to first hear electronic music. I feel like I'd hear all these, like, fun edits, especially, like, not exactly Pop Culture by Madion, but maybe more like Idols by Virtual Riot, or, like, what's the burnt, was it Lemonade by Sean Wasabi, what's it called, Burnt Rice, that's it. Yeah, it's just, like, a ton of samples put together, a bunch of chaotic noise, but some structure and rhythm there to guide it, and I don't know, I really like it. I love this group so much. It's such a fun thing. Honestly, I'm yapping a little bit too much. We might not be able to play Dirty Girl. Well, we can move on. Let's get into some of the more intimate stuff. So this next one is called Don't Make Me Cry, and Porter also did production on this track as well. Porter had Frost Children on his Smile album. They had been working together a little bit prior to, and he expressed interest in them about a year prior. I think that's how I found Frost Children, actually, was he posted a song of theirs on his story or something. I was like, wow, I really like this. And then I found their albums and just really fell in love with the project since then. But I feel like you can really tell Porter was on this as soon as it gets to the chorus. There's this, like, fun, hollowish vocal lead that just is so extremely Porter coded, but it's a really cute song. I like it a lot. That's all, I guess. We might have more to say, but here's Don't Make Me Cry by Frost Children and Porter. Like, that's so Porter coded already. You can't tell, right? Okay.
Take my words and baby, keep
Great. I love their like airy, not, I don't think it's like a falsetto voice, but just a more breathy voice during that one, where they're like, don't make me cry, don't make me spell it out. It's cute. I like it a lot. Also really love, I mean, I just love the idea of better to burn out than to fade away. Burn bright and burn out rather than burn long. Am I right, brothers? And okay, anyway, no, stay here as long as you can. Okay, anyway. Which is like 9 minutes because the show's almost over. PSA, by the way. PSA, first of all, watch the underscores do it video. It goes crazy. Second PSA, numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Okay. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I have no comments on that one, other than I'm sure Wisconsin has put in put in its due diligence on that certain statistic. We have a way of making that a problem. Anyway, I'm gonna stop there before I move on at all. Anyway, moving on. I want to play. Do I have enough time? Yeah, I have enough time for both. I want to play For Me. I think this is a really cute kind of introspective song on like just when it's all over, like, and the rush of a lot of this album is like, we're so successful and we're blowing up like crazy and like no one else can match our stride and we must be crazy and we must be awesome and everyone loves us. And then the next couple of tracks that I'm gonna play are a lot more about like when it's all over, or when this isn't the case, or if it wasn't the case, who are the people that are gonna keep me close and make me feel as important as I do right now in this moment. And that's, I don't know, it's pretty sweet, pretty genuine, and you can really tell that the two of them are super, super close, and, I don't know if this one exactly is as much as, like, a dialogue between the two of them, but Sister definitely is, and I hope that we'll be able to get to that too. So, let me shut up, and let's get to it. This is, For Me, the second to last song on the album by Frost Children.
Baby, can you hear me now? I never told you, I gotta write it down. I'm kinda losing my sense of heaven now. Something's the matter, so I say it loud. Realize I gotta show you where the problem is. Maybe I'll tell you I'm strong so I can manage it. But without you or the music, I'm unintelligent. I'm breaking down and I'm saying I wouldn't be anything. It's taking over my body, thought I was over it. I feel like me when I was bullied, never saw an end. And now they're saying they hear me out on the weekends. Can't help but laugh at them, hoping I never see them. Oh, baby, got you wrapped around my fingertips. I never take you for granted, you might believe I miss. Cause soon enough I'll be alone without a guest list. And I'll be praying you stay all through the messes. Stay all through the messes.
sweet. I think, yeah, no matter how much success or change or failure or whatever that you go through, there's going to be that like feeling of, all right, who is my foundation? Who is the people that are going to make me feel better than I can make myself feel in this moment? I especially really like the without you or the music, I'm unintelligent. I'm breaking down and saying I wouldn't be anything. It's like, even when you do have these things, you can imagine yourself like, okay, well, maybe I'm just this thing. Maybe I'm just music. And without it, I'm nothing. And it's all like very common and regular thoughts to have as people. I think one of the main concepts of Frost Children is that like people have tried way too hard to become normal, and like a big part of what makes people and humanity beautiful is the weirdness. So yeah, I don't know. It's a cute track. I like it a lot. I hope it doesn't get cut off, but if it does, that's my bad because I was talking too long. But this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the last track on Sister by Frost Children, or last track I'm going to play. It's right around the middle in the actual album. And it's called Sister, lo and behold. It has a lot of like nostalgic personal feel to it, and I don't think it relates at all to their actual, you know, situation at all, but it's a lot of just like ambient abstract connection and the yearning for more connection that you feel like you might have should have had, you know, with someone as close as like a brother or a sister, a sibling, a family member, and just kind of, no matter how much the distance might be too, or how much closer you want to be, there's always going to be a level of closeness and foundation that's there in that person. So it's a sweet song. I like it a lot. It's homey, it's cozy. Thanks for letting me play so much of this album tonight, and take care of yourselves. Love you all. Hope you had a happy Halloween. I did. Bye bye, Sister. Bye.
Again, it's the two of us.